ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்ய நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வ்யாசம் ததோ ஜயமுதீர்யயே நஷ்ட ப்ராயேஷு அபத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவயா பகவதீருத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டகி. So today we are discussing chapter, canto 10, chapter 10, text number 21. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Please accept my sincere pranamas. You all are very senior and sincere devotees, whereas I don't have much experience nor I am having any knowledge. But still, with your blessings, I can speak something in glorifying Krishna as told by Prabhupada. Canto 10, text number... Chapter 3, text number 21. த்வமஸ்ய லோகஸ்ய விபோரி ரக்ஷிஷுர் த்வமஸ்ய லோகஸ்ய விபோரி ரக்ஷிஷுர் கிருஹேவதி நோசி மமாகிலேஸ்வரா கிருஹேவதி நோசி மமாகிலேஸ்வரா ராஜன்யசங்கசுரகோட்டியூதபைர்நிர்வியூஹ்யமானநிஹநிஷ்யசேசமு நிர்வியூஹ்யமானநிரநிஷ்யசேசமு word to word meaning translation and purport by Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. His divine grace Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tvam, your leadership, asya, of this world, lokasya, especially of this mrityu loka, the planet earth, vibho, O supreme, rirakshishu, desiring protection from the disturbance of the asuras, grihe, in this house, avatira naha asi, have now appeared mama, my akila ishvara, although you are the proprietor of the entire creation, rajanya samyagno అసుర కోటి యూత పై విత్ మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ డెమన్స్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫాలోవర్స్ ఇన్ ద రోల్స్ ఆఫ్ పొలిటీషియన్స్ అండ్ కింగ్స్ నిర్వ్యూహ్యమాన విచ్ ఆర్ మూవింగ్ హియర్ అండ్ దేర్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ది వరల్డ్ నిహనిష్యసే విల్ కిల్ చమూహ ది ఆర్మీస్ పారాఫెర్నలియా సోల్జర్స్ అండ్ ది అండ్ రెటిన్యూస్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఓ మై లార్డ్ ప్రొప్రైటర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ క్రియేషన్ యు హ్యావ్ నౌ అపియర్డ్ ఇన్ మై హౌస్ డిజైరింగ్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ I'm sure that you will kill all the armies that are moving all over the world under the leadership of politicians who are dressed as Kshatriya rulers but who are factually demons. They must be killed by you for the protection of the innocent public. Krishna appears in this world for two purposes. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskrutam. To protect the innocent, religious devotees of the Lord and to annihilate all the uneducated, uncultured asuras who unnecessarily bark like dogs and fight among themselves for political power. It is said, Kalikale Namarupe Krishna Avatara. The Hare Krishna movement is also an incarnation of Krishna in the form of holy name, Namarupe. Every one of us who is actually afraid of the Asuric rulers and politicians must welcome this incarnation of Krishna. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే దెన్ వీ విల్ ష్యూర్లీ బీ ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది హెరాస్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ అసురిక్ రూలర్స్ ఎట్ ప్రజెంట్ మూమెంట్ దీస్ రూలర్స్ ఆర్ సో పవర్ఫుల్ దట్ బై హుక్ ఆర్ క్రూక్ దే క్యాప్చర్ ది హైయెస్ట్ పోస్ట్ ఇన్ ద గవర్నమెంట్స్ అండ్ హెరాస్ కౌంట్లెస్ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ on the plea of national security or some emergency. Then again, one asura defeats another asura, but the public continues to suffer. Therefore, the entire world is in a precarious condition and the only hope is this Hare Krishna movement. Lord Narasimha Deva appeared when Prahlad was excessively harassed by his Asuric father. And because of such Asuric fathers, that is, the ruling politicians, it is very difficult to press forward the Hare Krishna movement. But because Krishna has now appeared in his holy name through this movement, we can hope that these Asuric fathers will be annihilated and the kingdom of God established all over the world. The entire world is now full of many asuras in the guise of politicians, gurus, sadhus, yogis, incarnations and incarnations. And they are misleading the general public away from Krishna consciousness, which can offer true benefit to human society.
ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురోన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురువే నమః శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురోన్ శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహ గణరఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహ గణలలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
Once again, I pray at the lotus feet of all Vaishnavas who are so senior to kindly bless me so that I can speak some glorification about Krishna as told by Srila Prabhupada. The politicians belong to asura category. Actually, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita chapter 16 explains the nature of asuras in detail. Krishna says there are only two classes of people, two classes of living entities who are conditioned in bracket. Dvau bhuta swargau lokesmin daiva asura evacha. There are only two types. One is Daiva, the divine. Number two, Asura, the demons. Demonic or divine. There is nothing in between. Two classifications of all the living entities. And Krishna, in the beginning of chapter 16, explains about the divine qualities. 26 divine qualities. So, after explaining the divine qualities, Krishna assures Arjuna that you belong to divine quality, divine nature only, don't worry. Now I will explain about the demonic qualities. If we read the demonic qualities, it looks as if some or many qualities are existing in me when I am reading. I don't know. If we keep on reading, probably we come to know what is actually really the demonic qualities and where we are. Are we really going towards the divinity or demonic? I will just take a few slokas as given in the Bhagavad Gita and it will be clear for our own comparison. Krishna explains the demons, they have this dambo darpo vimanasya krodha parishyam evacha agnanam chapi manasya partha sampadam asurim. This is the wealth of demons. What is that wealth? Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, ignorance. And these are the assets for the demons. They always work with pride and behave arrogantly and then express their anger. They speak harshly and they have abundant ignorance.
These qualities, Krishna explains that these qualities lead to bondage and they will always remain here only in this world, again and again taking birth and trying to fulfill the desires, the material desires. So Krishna further makes it very clear that those who are demonic and don't know what is to be done and what is not to be done, they will just do as per their own whims and fancies. They don't care about the shastras or the rules and regulations stipulated by the God. They have no belief in God. They say the world is unreal and there is no control. The God is not the controller. And the whole aim is the sense gratification. At the end, after explaining all these qualities, if we read in detail, Krishna says, why the people Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balarama or Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. After explaining the demonic qualities, Krishna explains actually what makes anybody as demonic. The main reason is that they are entering into the three gates which are leading to hell. They are always in that only. They want to go and enter to the hell through these three gates. Trividam narakasyedam dvaram nashanam atmanaha kama krodha lobastada evam etatrayam tejit. Three gates of hell. Three gates to the hell. Lust, anger and greed. Every man, that's why he should give up, because they lead to the degradation of the soul. They lead to the degradation of the person from a normal human being to the lower and lower, lower species, and they can never come out. But the man who escapes these three gates of hell performs acts conducive to self-realization and thus gradually attains the supreme destination. So, the asuric nature, the demonic nature, if we try to compare with our own nature, very honestly, we come to know that at least some demonic qualities are there. If some demonic qualities are there, Krishna says there are only two types, either asuric, either demonic, or you are divine. Even if one or two qualities are present, then we belong to the category of demonic only. Unless we improve. So Krishna says, such people disregards. Why they are becoming demonic? He disregards the scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims and fancies. And such people attain no perfection in any work and never they will be happy and they can never get the supreme destination. That's why Krishna gives the clue, instruction. One should therefore understand what is the duty and what is not the duty by the rules and regulations of the scriptures. And knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that he may gradually be elevated. Krishna gives the instruction, read the rules and regulations and act according to that. Otherwise, you will be degraded, you will become totally, fully demonic. The politicians, whoever we are observing here on this earth, they all have the self motives,
selfish goals to enjoy the sense gratification. As much as possible, the senses they want to satisfy, they come to the category of the biggest fools, because they don't know that these senses can never be satisfied. You cannot pour petrol on the fire and try to extinguish it. It is not possible. The desires, the lust is of that nature only. Unless we come out of this, we cannot upgrade ourselves. Krishna has made it absolutely clear. The greed, lust and anger. If we check ourselves in our heart, in our mind, whether we are free from greed, lust and anger, if we are so, then we can gradually get elevated. Otherwise, not. Here, in the present context, Vasudev is praying to Krishna, who has appeared as four-handed Vishnu form. And after the prayers, after one or two slokas, then Devaki Mata, she starts praying. And she says, Krishna, you have appeared like this, you are the supreme authority. And with the four-handed form, if you are seen, then you will be immediately caught by Kansa and they will try to trouble you. Kindly come into the form of normal child with two hands. Then Krishna smiles at Devaki and Vasudev and tells, you wanted me exactly like this, in this form, as your son. That's why I have come here. I have appeared. No problem. As per your wish, I will appear as two-handed baby only. Then you all know this story. So Krishna is so kind, he will give anything which is favorable for the bhakti, which is favorable for the devotion and to develop devotion among the humans, so that they can get elevated. Krishna doesn't give anything which is not favorable. Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshamam vahamyaham. The person who is always engaged in the devotional service, thinking about the form of Krishna, Krishna says, he will give whatever is essential, not everything. A mother is having a baby in her lap and she is cutting vegetables with a knife. The baby throws away the toy which he was playing, looks at the mother. Mother is playing with something. The child says, I want that, I want, I want, I want. He thinks that mother is playing with the toy and I am not being involved in the play. I want to play. Will mother give the knife? Doesn't give. The child may shout, cry, bite. No, mother doesn't give. Similarly, Krishna doesn't give what is not essential. We have to have the deep faith in Krishna. If we lose faith in Krishna, if we lose faith, we are tending towards becoming a demon, acquiring the demonic qualities. The problem is, the problem with all these politicians are that they don't believe in Krishna, they don't believe in the Supreme God totally. They, for their own selfish goals, they may, here in India, make prayers to different devatas and try to acquire their own positions, their own selfish goals. But that doesn't lead anywhere. hand, if we see other countries also, just for gaining the votes, they actually perform some sort of reading the Bible or reading whatever other scriptures. Actual intention of these politicians is to gain the publicity and get the votes so that he will be in the power. The faith plays a very important role. We just see a small story where the faith is involved. Once the king and the minister, who is very closely associated with him, were always together. Anywhere king goes to the temple, the minister is with him. King goes to attend some function, the minister is there. King goes for the war, the minister is always with him. They were having such a close, bound relationship. Once the king, whatever be the reason, loses his finger. And he shows, you see, such a bad thing has happened. When I was coming, there was a snake and snake bit me and immediately I cut my finger so that the poison doesn't enter. You see, such a bad thing has happened. He doesn't have much faith in God, doesn't have faith in Krishna. The minister has all the faith. Krishna, whatever does, the minister says, whatever Krishna does is for your good only. All other ministers, army chief, all people, they say, oh king, you lost the finger. Oh, such a bad thing has happened. You are such a nice person. You do so many good deeds. You do puja and all that. You go to all the temples and such a bad thing has happened. And this minister says, whatever has happened is for your good only. The king looks angrily at the minister. You say it is for my good? What is that you are saying? Everyone is saying such a bad thing happened and you are saying this is for your good. Then, again and again, repeatedly, the minister says, this is for your good only. Have total belief in Krishna, total belief in the God. The king's anger becomes high. His temperature rises up and he says, okay, I will put you in the jail. I will put you in the prison. That will be for your good. He says, whatever Krishna does, whatever Krishna is doing is for my good only. I don't mind staying in the jail. I don't mind staying in the prison. So he said, okay, put him in the jail. This close minister suddenly was put in the jail. And in the evening, the king goes to the minister and asks him, okay, you now tell me whether you are feeling fine. Krishna will do good only. Krishna is doing good for you only. Yes, whatever Krishna does is for my betterment. I have total belief. Then he says, okay, you stay in the prison for as long as I don't release you, months together. King has totally forgotten the minister. It's going on. Once he goes to the forest and he was hunting and he went behind one deer and ultimately he could not find the deer and he was searching and all the army who were slow and they were all left out and he was alone and it became dark. Then he said, oh, it had become dark, none of my fellows are seen here. So I will stay here in this somewhere. He looks a small tree with some bushes and he says, I will sleep here in the morning. I will again catch my people and then I will go back. So he stays in the night. Now in the night, those people who are the residents of the forest, the actual residents, those who are residing, the jungly people, they come and they say, oh, some fellow has entered our kingdom. Catch him. They go and report to their master. Master, one human being, one person has entered our kingdom. What should we do?
Bring him and cut his head before our devata.
They have their devata and they have their demigod. They do puja. So king, they all surrendered the king. King wakes up. He was in deep sleep and he suddenly wakes up and says, oh, what is this? I am the king here. You are the king? Here my master is the king. Come. They all have already surrendered him. He could not do anything. They catch him and take him in procession to their master. That master looks, you have invaded, you have come without any authority into our kingdom. Your head will be cut. Cut his head in front of our demigod. So they take him and one fellow, their own pujari like, he says, here, okay, oh, everyone says, very nice, all glories, we are going to get the meat. Eyes, very nice. Legs, very nice. Right hand, very nice. Whatever. Left hand, very nice. Right hand, oh, the finger is not there. Finger is not there? That master looks at, who brought him? I am the person first I found and I told other people. You don't have sense? This fellow doesn't have finger? And you want to cut him in front of our demigod? Our devata will be very unhappy. Take him and throw him at that place where from you brought him. King was looking, I thought I am already gone. I did. And because this finger had been cut, I have been saved. He goes, and by the time it was morning, and these fellows go, and he was searching the army or everyone. Oh, king, I was searching. You, where you have gone? I have already, almost, I was 99% dead. But with 1%, because the finger is gone, I was saved. Because your finger is gone, because your finger was cut, you were saved. Then he explains all that and immediately remembers the minister's words that whatever Krishna has done, whatever God is doing is for the betterment only. Then he realizes, I put this fellow, my close minister, in the jail, in the prison for such a long time. I don't know what people have thought. I don't know what their families have thought. What the family members would have thought, he might have done a big mischief. So he immediately goes to the prison and releases him and tells him, I am very, very sorry. This thing has happened and I was about to die. Then minister says, oh king, you have saved me. You have saved me. King says, why? Why are you saying I have saved you? I have put you in the prison and got so much of trouble for you. Minister says, you see, I was always following you. You go to the war, I was with you. You go to the temple, I was with you. You go to the function, I was with you. I was always with you, whether Arbi was there or not. And even in this situation also, I would have been with you. And my finger, everything is okay. I would have been killed. I said, oh, you have been saved, really. So both of them, they feel the greatness of Krishna. So if we have total faith, whatever Krishna is doing is for good only, then things will go on. Krishna, who is situated in everyone's heart as the Paramatma, he understands and he guides us if we have total faith in him. Once Narad Muni was explaining that Krishna takes care of all the living entities, food, water, everything, all the necessities. Then one devotee asked him, you see, there are 84 lakh species, 8.4 million different types of species are there. Under each species, trillions of living entities are there. That means trillions of living entities are actually living, and each one's food, each one's water, he is taking care. Narayana says, yes, he is taking care. Then the meeting was over and he was going. Narad Muni also gets the doubt. So many living beings are there. How Vishnu, the maintainer, is able to maintain? So many ants are there, so many deers are there, so many elephants are there, so many human beings. How he is actually maintaining? I am also getting the doubt. I don't know. I have never seen any proof of it. I should just make a small experiment. I should test Vishnu Bhagavan. Then when he sees three big black ants moving around. And he gets the idea. I got the idea. I can see the life of these three more than 1 month. Now I will catch them. He unwinds his hair, puts them deep inside, and then winds the hair very, very thick so that they cannot come out. Now, I have these three ants. I am keeping them here. If they are foodless, without food, for 1 week, they will die. And I will go to Vishnu Bhagavan after 10 days. Then I will check up how he is maintaining. So Narad Muni goes here and there and moving all around, and after 10 days he goes to Vishnu Bhagavan and prays and asks him, Bhagavan, kindly explain me how you actually take care. Vishnu Bhagavan says, as Paramatma, I am there in everyone's heart and everyone's needs. I automatically know and then make arrangement for them. You make arrangement for everyone? Yes, because I am there in the heart as Paramatma. Sarvasya chakam vidisannivishtu. It is so simple. So what is your problem? So you make arrangement food for every living entity? Yes. He invites. Krishna, I have put, Vishnu Bhagavan, I have put these three, this one, ants, and they would have already died. Today is 12th day. 12 days back I have put them, they are not having any food. Vishnu Bhagavan smiles. Look, remove. Then he removes. And those three ants which were very thin, they have become very fat. And they are moving very fast. Immediately, he says, I thought they would have already died, but it looks they have eaten well and they have become so fat. What is the reason? I don't know. There is no food here. How this thing has happened? Hey, Vishnu Bhagavan, I am very sorry. I tried to test you, but you kindly explain this. You carefully take out your hair with a comb or with your fingers. Then you yourself will understand. Then he just scratches and tries to remove everything. Then comes the grain of rice. Two grains. One, two. Rice inside my hair? Hey Bhagavan, I don't understand how you have kept it. You see, when you were having that yajna, the sacrifice ceremony, you were talking about all this. I could understand you are going to do this. I know you are going to do this. That's why when all were putting swaha, swaha, some of them are well inside. Even after taking all baths, I inserted them as food for these ants. Then he bows, Narad Muni bows again and again and says, I am extremely sorry, I tried to test you. Now I have very clearly understood, you take care of each and every living entity's food, shelter, everything. So, I am very sorry, I tried to test you. Vishnu Mohan says, no problem. And he says, so, the thing is, Krishna provides everything. Only thing is, we should come out of our sense gratification and go little more further to become pure devotees. Then Krishna will automatically take care and make us pure by showing the path how we can come out of these impurities which are present in our mind. Tesham eva anukampartam aham ajnanajam tamaha nashayam yatma bhavasto jnana rupena vasvata. Nashayam yatma bhavasto jnana rupena vasvata. So Krishna says, those who are always in the chanting and doing the kirtan, I will take care. I sit in the heart of the person. I am already sitting, but I will now come into the heart, come into the mind, and take the light, torch in my hand. And I will remove the ajnana, the ignorance from his mind, so that his mind will be totally purified. If we are totally involved in Krishna's service, without our selfish motives, without sense gratification, without getting the name and fame, I am doing the japa, whether somebody is seeing, Panchakura Prabhu is witnessing, oh, I will do, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Panchakura Prabhu is not there, nobody is there, no problem. One after the other, Hare Krishna, Hare. This side, that side, watching TV, watching the YouTube here and doing. So, if we are doing for our own namesake and fame sake, that is the sense gratification, knowingly, unknowingly, we will get into these impurities or we are getting, even while doing the kirtan or even the bhajan. Though the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is acting, but we are adding the aparadhas. So if we analyze ourselves, the asuri, the divine, demonic nature and divine nature, as explained in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, we ourselves will realize that we are having one or two or many, many demonic qualities which we have to remove from our heart. Otherwise, Krishna said, liberation, elevation of the soul is not possible. We all are working for our own purification and moving towards the liberation so that we go back to Godhead. If we don't analyze ourselves, then we are prone to commit these offenses and we may not go back to Godhead. It may take many, many more lives. That's why we have to take whatever is given in the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam little more seriously, and because our life is so short, whatever time is left out, we have to be serious and try to do the devotional service with as much attention, with as much as possible, with total dedication. Then definitely Krishna will take care and Prabhupada will guide how our death will be and how we will be able to remember Krishna or not at the time of death. The only way to go back to Godhead is always remembering Krishna, and at the time of death, if we remember Krishna, we definitely reach Krishna. With these things, I thought I will stop here. Thank you very much for patient listening. Questions and comments?
I always have questions, sir.
Okay, please.
You were speaking about there's two kinds of people, devotees and demons, and then you read off some qualities of anger, lust, jealousy. But we see even those who are classified as devotees, Lord Indra, he, you know, played that, he got angry at Krishna, and he tried to kill the inhabitants of Vrindavan. But still he was classifying himself and apologizing, I'm your devotee, I made a mistake. So how do we distinguish that we still see in the attempt of being devotees and sometimes labeling ourselves as devotees, we become angry, jealous,
yes,
different things, the demonic qualities are still. So can someone be partially a devotee and partially a demon? And how do we kind of see what we're balances?
Yeah. Thank you very much for your wonderful question. The thing is, Indra, Brahma, Brahma also committed some mischief, he did mischief and all that. They are the devotees. So when they are doing this activity, in the process of that activity of whatever, like Indra, he was making the life horrible, he was giving so much trouble, and ultimately he realized, and nothing is working. Why nothing is working? Oh my God, he is the Supreme. I am very, very sorry. He analyzes himself. This analysis part, Krishna says very clearly, Trividam narakasyedam dwaram nashanam atmanah kama krodas tada lova. So Indra analyzes himself. I became angry. I am a foolish person. I became angry at Supreme. And we all prayed when Devaki's womb was having Krishna. We all prayed and Krishna appeared. And I was such a great fool, I have forgotten. I am very sorry. Immediately the analysis is done, because he had read the scriptures, he had the knowledge. Similarly, when we have the knowledge, when we are reading this, this is not for reading and forgetting. This is for analyzing, checking ourselves, introspection, inspection at our activities. What I am doing, is it okay? If it is not okay, then why I am doing? Some of you, very big people, they have left very big jobs, because the job was in the hindrance for the Krishna service. So he had left, even after leading. Suppose I have left the job and come here and I am committing sinful activities in Vrindavan. My heart, when I am reading, it will again question me, for what purpose you have come? You have left everything and you have come and doing the sinful activities. What is the use? Immediately, I am very sorry. If we analyze, then Krishna will excuse and show the way further. Prabhu, I am zero, but still. Any other questions, please?
We should not take advantage of Krishna's kindness.
Yeah.
You know, we may think, oh, Krishna is very kind, he'll excuse once. I mean, it's probably that, but once, twice, three times. But, you know, that we seem to be perpetually, as long as we're looking for that blessing from Krishna to free us, we have to make an endeavor from our side as well.
Yes. Any other comments, questions, please? So if you don't have any questions or comments, I stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuranam Ki Jai. His Divine Grace Prabhupada Ki Jai.